You are listening to And Press Play, written and recorded by James West.
Hello all, and welcome back to And Press Play. This week, I'm reviewing You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go by Bob Dylan, taken from his critically acclaimed 1975 masterpiece, Blood on the Tracks. Now, this is an album I adore. I think it's brilliant. In previous years, I considered having a whole series of And Press Play dedicated to this album because it's so good. Blood on the Tracks is an album written when Dylan was undergoing a period of marital problems with his then-wife Sarah Lowndes, and the album delves into all the emotions that a marriage on the rocks can have. You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go is one of the shortest songs on the album, but still packs quite a punch lyrically. Musically, this song starts off with some acoustic guitar strumming, and in trademark Dylan style, a harmonica solo. This solo lasts about 20 seconds, and gives the song a burst of energy before giving way to Dylan's furious guitar strumming and his singing. Lyrically, this song is all about the feeling of new love, and how suddenly it can enter someone's life, but also how when that person leaves, it can affect you. Verse 1 starts off with a direct, honest message, showing the narrator's feeling from the outset. I've seen love go by my door, it's never been so close before. Showing how important this new love is to him, it's the best he's ever had. As the verse goes on, it becomes clearer to the listener just how perfect the narrator thinks the love is. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long, when something's not right, it's wrong. This shows that this new love is ticking so many boxes that the narrator deems it to be perfect almost from the outset, despite the warning signs he's noticing. Most of the verses end with, "You're gonna make me lonesome when you go," which I really like. It brings the listener's focus from the hyperbole and metaphors that are scattered through the verse, and ultimately puts how the narrator is feeling in a clear way. Indeed, the simplicity of the lyrics stay with the listener. Dylan's singing in this verse is weathered, as if he is reminiscing on the events in the song. He elongates the lonesome, giving the indication that although he's reflecting on past events, they still pain him in some way. As we get into verse 2, there's a shift of focus, as if the narrator is saying that this love is so perfect because it's affected all of him. I've only known careless love, it always hit me from below, but this time round it's more correct, right on target, so direct. This helps continue the theme of how great this new love of his is, which provides a greater juxtaposition as he sings, "You're gonna make me lonesome when you go," showing how he feels when he's with her compared to when he isn't. There's also a sense that this new love is a bit more than just lust. He has a deep connection to this woman, and that's why it pains him so much when she goes. His singing throughout this verse sounds a bit more bitter than in the previous one, as if he is aware of future events, and they are tainting his view of the past. Moving into verse 3, he reflects on what this woman looked like and how she affected him. Crimson hair across your face, and can't remember what I was thinking of, you might be spoiling me too much love. Showing he's becoming almost dependent on her, and that gentle warning is him being aware of it. The first bridge helps conjure up this idyllic landscape. Flowers on the hillside, blue rivers running slow and lazy, which helps reinforce how perfect this love is for him as he compares spending time with her to such a beautiful place. The bridge ends with perhaps my favourite lyric of the lot, and indeed probably one of my all-time favourite Dylan lyrics. I could stay with you forever and never realise the time. Once again, encapsulating the message of this verse in one line. Dylan's singing becomes soft during the bridge, but hardens once he reaches the final line, and returns to the way he was singing in previous verses. Almost as if that bitterness is returning. Verse 4 reinforces how seriously he loves this woman and how much her departure is affecting him. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all gone bad, mine have been like Verlaine's and Rimbaud. He compares every bad relationship end he's had, even using famous historical figures to emphasise his point before saying, "But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair," showing that he believes his current situation is worse than all of them. This second bridge follows directly from the previous verse, with the repetition of "you're gonna make" in three of the four lines. This bridge can be seen as Dylan wrestling with himself, with lines like, "You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to." He's wrestling about staying behind or trying to find her, and the frustrations are best expressed when he sings the final line, with a note and bitterness and anger that isn't really present elsewhere in the song. The final verse is about the aftermath of the relationship. The narrator searches from Honolulu to Ashtabula but doesn't find her, illustrated with, "You're gonna have to leave me now, I know." However, it's clear that this woman will never truly leave the narrator, because he'll see her everywhere he looks, sky above, tall grass and the ones I love, showing that he'll never truly move on from her. Dylan's voice sounds sadder in the first few lines of the verse, but he sings with a note of optimism in the final three lines, as if he believes he will see her again. The song ends with some harmonica, injecting a note of energy back into the song to show that the narrator still loves her. Before I go on to overall conclusions, recently I discovered that the Canadian singer Ryan Adams had released a cover album of Blood on the Tracks. I highly recommend it. It's better in some places than others. Some songs I think he definitely improves on the original, others I think he worsens. But I was really quite impressed with his cover of You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. He makes it a much more lively tune, with some extra guitar, synths and percussion. It adds a bit more energy and rockability to the song and helps combat some of the heavy subject nature. Dylan's work often gets very lyrically dense, and by making the music a bit more friendly, it kind of lightens the song a bit. Adams also sings it with heavy resignation in his voice, which I quite like. There's a bit more of a sense of looking back on the relationship than maybe Dylan's. I think Dylan kind of goes from a present to a past, whereas Adams is always in the past. But also, I particularly love how he sings You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, with a slight beat to it. It helps the listener move on to the next verse a bit easier than I think Dylan's did. But equally, I also love his vocals on I Could Stay With You Forever and Never Realize the Time. It gives the line a bit more emphasis over the rest of the verse. To conclude, this is one of Dylan's best songs, and he crams a whole range of emotions and lyrical flourishes into a 3-minute song, giving the listener plenty to unpack over multiple listens. The music is sparse and allows Dylan a chance to express all of his emotions, and the harmonica solos at either end of the song help provide a jolt of energy when needed. All in all, I will give this song a 4.9 out of 5.
Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time.